Page 4, Ayran Barı'nın Ayran, Ulaşın Halbom, where the Ayran, which means to be in the world, really means something that is concealed. But Hashem set up the world in a fashion that the truths of the world are concealed. People, the average person, does not get to it. There's a room for a lot of mistakes. The physical drives, emotional drives, the society values, all those things build a tremendous world of video, fake world, imaginary world, fantasy world. That's the hellum of this world. The average person is wasting the majority of his life on things he doesn't need and have no value. Even if he thinks he's good for that. Like that people that stand on the shields. If they had a type of person, his whole life is working day and night for his grandchildren. And the old grandchildren have a good panasa. So, but he has no shugas. He has to explain why he's doing it. So it doesn't. That, So, this is what Chazal said. Tosh is kosher be laila. Oyun hazeh doyna la laila. See, Shishon says, two types of mistakes darkness cause. One is so dark you don't see anything, so you walk into a hole and you don't even see that's in front of you. There's another thing, it distorts things. And you see a person and you think it's a pole, or the other way around. So you don't address the thing in the right fashion. That's what says, there, Rishoyim kafeo lo yodav amag yikosheilu. Rishoyim are going in the darkness, they don't even know what they're bumping into. That's the biggest, the most dangerous HR. The person doesn't realize what he's doing. He's just doing things without paying attention. That's what most of the world is doing. They see the ra, the evil, as if this is the best thing for me. I need this. I have to have it. They need the Torah is the highest, the oilam. They are good. Well, the highest I have signed the body. The third is to bring light to the world and to show clarity. How to really behave in every situation. How to give what needs value, the value of something that has no value, make it unimportant. God wants to do both. So, crazy, has to end it. The world was set in such a fashion. It's up to us to bring out the clarity of the real values of the world. How do we do that? Through the meditation. So the Gemara says that the Tamil Chacham are living in the Olam Dor, 100% clarity. Have to address every situation. That's the beauty of the story of the Zayin Yisrael. You see how they were living in Olam Dor. Rambam can yes see all the stories, but that was the thing. All the stories, Olam Dor. It wasn't just that he had one mahalach of living his life. If they say the only thing they're learning Torah, we have nothing to take out of it, other than it's a good thing to learn about. But the fact that he learned so much causes him to know when yes to learn, when not to learn, when to react this way, when to react this way. All the stories of evolving that a person has such a clarity from being totally immersed in learning that he had the right thing. So my sister became an almana, he would visit her every single day. The person that the biggest master has the least amount of time. Who does that? In Almana, once a week, you feel bad. A guy does a big salad. He felt this to need that physically. He's going to stop by every day. And the lamp, when he thinks that it had no value for him, he went in 1 year, ran out the stage, second year, and then he changed it for a second. That's a whole different story we have, that clarity. The shame and also, he always put people in their place. Are you living in a fake world or a real world? And Rav came to him and complained in his communion, it's not enough covered at Torah. So Rosh Teilim said, I never knew that your name is Torah. He's basically telling the guy, I think your problem is that you want cover. Just drop that and everything will be alright. Instead of blaming everybody else and I'm having to go, let's go. That's how I can vote. Yes, yesterday someone told me, Meister was a more simple Meister, but a person was wealthy and had a neighbor. He wasn't really helping the neighbor, so one day he went into the house, the neighbor was right before Shabbos, and so there's no meat in the house, no chicken. I said, I can't afford it. Milk at some Shabbos, whatever it was. So the neighbor was lovely, he took on himself, I feel terrible. I want to give you money every Shabbos, you have good food for every Shabbos. And he did for many years. Years later, the wealthy person lost his money, and it was very hard for him to continue doing it. So the poor person realized that it's hard for the wealthy person. The poor person said, you know what, you for many years you helped me out, so I understand in a more complex financial situation. I'll manage, don't worry. But the wealthy person said, no, I want to do this. It's my mitzvah, at least I should be able to retain the secret. So I'm saying, the poor person, no, you can't afford it. The wealthy person came back and said, that it says that he saw his Shabbos beyond it, or an attention. Money I spent for Shabbos and Yom Tov don't go for my pension, so I'm anyway not losing any money first. So the poor person told him, that's your Yisrael Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who says my Yisrael Shabbos and Yom Tov for not in my pension? So he remained with a disagreement. So one wrote, says, yeah, and it's an Ami. Tanya. And the ones are abstaining, and Rishteyn says, no, we should continue. So you hold that the thing for somebody else's he saw Shabbos is a cloud at the Gemara. He says, no. But I know that this wealthy person, if he's going to stop paying what other person's food on Shabbos, he's going to feel terrible the whole Shabbos. So it's his own not paying your Shabbos. It's not doing the other person's pay. So he said, this is the title of what we call the Oilam Bodhi. He understood well enough that if this wealthy person was pushing the rock for him, he was getting more than he was getting by helping the other person. So he didn't get involved in technicality. He saw the whole picture. That's the prayer of Torah. Yeah, in calling the Yonash of Torah, the virus, the oilon, good beer and wood clothes. And then the virus of Torah asking the oil also. If the prayer of Torah is to make glory for a person, and the 100% glory, what everything in life is all about, and we understand the Torah itself is a tremendous source of light. Bidus el Bora Be'ilis Inayim. Famous thing when we say on Shabbos. Bidus Hashem are clear and light in our eyes. Ha'eitam agi ha'eitam shal Torah. Nir ma'ashikrosa ha'ramban al shayis ma'ashayim ha'asham. Ba'amuli ma'ashimoy. And they asked me, what's the name of Hashem? So, the Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, I knew that the Torah will not be given with the name of Hashem called Kel Shakar. Kel Shakar was a name given by the Ovis, which basically meant the Torah to create the physical world. Shaka is a lot of die. Shit, die. He said, this is enough. He literally, the word for what it is. Like Hashem, I go to Shabbat, hey, I look. Now, Kol, Shem, Ma'am, Alei. Moshe, Rebbeinu knew that the Torah was given in the Shem of Haya. Look at the Bokeh, that is the source of the entire spectrum of spiritual worlds, physical worlds. All right. God is very modest. The bottom line is the shining light that gives us the ability to have flaring light that comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah. Every part of life becomes clear the more we God of greatness and love, to learn with better understanding. So, Mishpat, how am I going to go? Because all men should have gone there, but us and never Israel should never be not Israel, but all you have there, you. All the nation Hashem wants is us. We say it twice a day. Have a rabbi and have a soyman. The love bracha, which is the bracha and Torah. All of them are Beyos HaTorah. For the Torah and the love of Hashem are commanded. This is the greatest expression of love. Everything I created, I love Yisrael and I love Din. I confess, the Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. Oh, my God, it's both. No, you said, I'm Shahati, I'm Shahati. I give that which I love to the nation I love. What is Mishpat? Mishpat Shemekvayos Zoro. Mishpat is judgment. Judgment means bringing out the clarity of the situation. You have a case that comes to court. This one says this, that one says that, and that's where the truth is. The goal of the Mishpat is to bring clarity. What really is the true story, and what is the true loving status of the story? You should say, I tell you, the Father, calling the enemy, and not the Havayans. There's no space. Any situation that comes up on planet Earth, throughout history, can be decided, needs to be decided, how to approach it through the Torah itself. Brings another message. Moshe Machalisa Shaisa Halevis. A princess is walking. The Hezin Yukan, the Hezin Yukan, leave answer. The concept of Tumah, the Taira, does not exist in Shevis and Neyar. Shevis and Neyar are mitzvahs of the basic being a human being and not an animal. Don't kill, don't steal, don't worship idols. And he says, what are they called? All these things are things that a person doesn't keep the Shevis and Neyar, he's not a human being, it's a behemoth. But Klal Yisrael, the Taira makes us not to be a human being. That way, that's enough shabbos to be the exalted nation of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, who have a clarity how to use the word properly. And the Sabbath that Klal Yisrael be dead, Peter, I should never love, but he look out the Yodadi door. In the Moshe of Shira, she was describing Klal Yisrael. We are the ones that have clarity to the one who created us, gave birth to us. That's Yaakov of you, a whole family of tzaddikim. He says, Nishkavot, Meshoha, Borek, Achama, also shining like a sun. So we are the beloved nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're given the free hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reach our tachlis. And the tachlis is to peel away all the peels that cover up the truths of the world, to bring light into the darkness of the world and take advantage of it. That's what the Talmud Chacham is going to do. Brings in the mind of Sohin. And this is how Yeshua the lady was weak and he was sighing. He was cast out a little bit when he got back to himself. So, yeah, it's like a son asked him what you see. Yeah, it's like a muscle and a little bastard. Oh, he's a bubble, please. He passed that. There's still a world with everything upside down. The ones on top are on the bottom, the ones on the bottom are on top. Oh, no, this was the son. Yeah, because the son passed down, his father said, what do you see? And he said, it's the upside down world. His father tells him, he didn't see the upside down world, he saw the clear world. people that have left Tel Aviv with us over there. One still gets nice outside. They said close in New York. Off the Shaker Robinson Expressway, where Rabbi Yosef, the chief rabbi of New York, was there. At the time, a lot of wealthy people had basically put him into the grave. Didn't want him pushing their ground. And he was very profound, let's say, thrown into the ground. So I'm visiting it on the outside family. It was the outside, I was in the area, 100 and some ideas after his petition. And not the Rabbi Yosef, not Rabbi Yosef Herman from Shanghai, one before. And I got the base cars, and the ancient base cars was 150 years, at least years old. And you can see it was from the wealthy people. Every Matzei was a Matzei, was a building, gigantic stone buildings, obelisks going all the way up. And I said, so for my curiosity, see, looked at the names on them. None of them were familiar. And I'm going until I asked the hundreds and hundreds of people. The Chassidish is a Tzadik Rebbe, I hope, and this is a Tzadik Rebbe, which is also. So anyway, I got to, a few years ago, they put a Matzei in Mount Shammah floor. A piece of, Shaddish, Samaria, whatever. I'm thinking to myself, Mama, this is mother. All these big meetings that nobody knows, and the paths were out of the world at the end of it. And this Tzaddik was covered by these people that, in his life, now the one of people going to, and he said, the Shemai, the Jesus, and everything else. Yeah. So that's this world. Oil of awful. He can take a cup out of it. But in a day, oil of my offering, this world is a little bit valueless. The fashion they offer the even their sin is gathered from the others. You see what people value, you see how crooked the world is. People value a person with wealth, a person with good sports, the music stuff, the head of state, the power, pleasures and whatever, you know, all these different things. And they get all excited about it. Tamina Fakongin, they're living a clear world. Exactly what has value to give to, what doesn't have, doesn't have. If Yisrael is Shoma Gampi, how do you get to the Lord? Asher Yisrael brought the Kam Tamu to the other. What does it mean, Tamu to the other? To Rasa the Viva, the Yidia Brura, he had a deep connection to the Torah. Yeah, he achieved, when he learned the Gemara, he had clarity, he took his work off, he had clarity. Tamu to the other, it's in his hand. Not only in his computer, it's in his hand. Yeah. Okay, anyway, this is how to organize. Always try to think twice before you do anything. Come on, step number one is to learn as much as we can. Go that would be good. Learn in the fashion that we're getting clarity out how to learn. Learning. And number two is, I'm trying to assess situations going through life in the eyes of the third. Good and glory. This is something worthwhile making a fuss out of. This is not. It's important, it's not important. Some issue. If you feel bad or not, it should make you happy or not. You have to find enough happy things to be always happy with our lives. And both of these things that are not happy, that shouldn't be stressed so much. So what's